Sasha, back on episode 510, you'll remember, was asking about what she should do for a display at her wedding.
Ooh.
And my suggestion was, you know what, keep it simple. She was thinking Raspberry Pi all the way. Let's build this thing that we can, you know, fandangled, and it'll be steampunked out, and it'll be amazing. But really, when it comes to your special day, I'm like, just simplify.
Yep.
Been there, done that. I've filmed some weddings, and one of the biggest mistakes people can make is overcomplicating things, adding a bunch of stress, adding like trinkets and technology that could have problems. And and I love Raspberry Pi. Don't get me wrong. That's nothing to do with this.
I like Strawberry Pi.
But when it comes to the technology of just, you know, getting video playing on a screen, I want it to be so super dead simple. I am so sick and tired of having to pull out a laptop computer, run a big long 50-foot HDMI cable to a TV up the wall. And,
it's
cumbersome. You've been there. You've done that, right? Church sanctuaries and lobbies that have big, thick HDMI cables running up the wall to get to the TVs and all that kind of stuff, running into the back of a great big computer that's using 800 watts of electricity. You know what I'm saying. I want a device that I can just plug in, turn on, and play. Done.
Simple.
Yep. Wouldn't that be just nice?
And you're right. You want simple on your wedding day.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's just a perfect example of where the simplicity is very, very helpful. Plug it in, turn it on, you're done. Go get married, girl. You know? But in my rec room, I don't want to have to pull out my laptop every time, or when the kids want to watch a show on YouTube, have to pull out my laptop, and now I can't use my laptop because the kids are using it on the TV.
Yeah, two devices.
Yeah. Parent problems.
Gone. I know. So I've got a device for you tonight. We're going to be looking at this. cat5.tv/AGPTech. This is, as the box says, mini HD media player. It exists. All of our dreams have come true. This is the one. So do we do the unboxing?
I think it only makes sense.
It always starts with an unboxing, and for which we're using Miracast directly to Telestream Wirecast. A little pixelation there at 4K, that's for sure. But definitely worth a shot.
Wow.
It'll do.
Where's our little... Do you have a tripod, or...
Do you need me to hold the camera?
Do I have a tripod?
He's got hands.
Yeah. It's like, boom, there we go. All right. Nice.
Oh, now the nose shot.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go. Our unboxing of the mini HD media player. You ready for this? All the things that we go through for you, folks. Oh, okay, we've got a instruction manual.
There we go.
Which we probably won't need much of because it's simple, remember? I must have said cheese. See that? My camera takes pictures automatically when I say the word cheese. Okay, here we go.
Oh, there it is.
So I got a picture of that. Ooh, cheese. Did it take it?
Yeah.
It totally took it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh,
okay,
funny.
So here's the device. You guys can see that. I know we're just using Miracast, and it's kind of, you know, it's not quite as good a quality as we're used to, but we've got USB and SD card input.
Nice.
Look at that, okay? We've got HDMI output. We've got optical output, VGA output, and AV output.
Whoa.
That means it's compatible with old-style TVs as well, and that's all there is to it. Then we've got some buttons on the top for play, fast-forward, rewind, all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
Get further into the box here. We've got a couple more things. I do see an AV converter cable that gives us red, yellow, and white. So that's for our old-style TV. Nice.
Does anybody have an old-style TV anymore?
You know what?
Plugging those in.
Oh, yeah. It'll let you plug into anything. It works with anything. Brilliant. Okay, there's our power adapter. Sweet. Don't need to put batteries in this bad boy. And a remote control.
Wow.
And that's it. More instructions. I do see more instructions in the bottom there.
Yeah.
There we go. IR remote?
It is. There. You can tell because it's got the little infrared light on the end there. Okay. So this device is, like I say, super easy. No fussing with wires. Obviously light on the electricity usage, and it's just a 5-volt adapter, and it's just going to be, you could... you could Velcro that to the back of your TV
or simple.
Whatever, and it's just hidden away. So the key things here is like you can just get your USB flash drive, load it up with videos or pictures or whatever else, plug it in here, and assuming you know, assuming everything works, we just unboxed it, but we're going to plug it in tonight and see how this actually works.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Any questions thus far?
Operating systems that it works with, file formats?
Doesn't need any. It has no platform dependency as far as operating system goes, because it is its own device.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
So it's not a computer device. You don't need to. It's not a peripheral for a computer. It is its own standalone device. So you don't.
So there's
need
no
to
internal
have.
Hard drive to load files to it. It's all through the USB.
Okay. It's all just a USB stick. Plug it in, or an SD card. Plug it in.
Right.
So that said, if you take pictures on an SD or a micro SD card, you can immediately take that out of your camera, plug them in here, and boom, they're up on the
Good
screen.
Good to go.
At a wedding. Another example at a wedding. Mm-hmm. It's pretty traditional to rush out really, really fast, get the photos developed on prints, and then lay them out on a table, make a nice little collage or something,
yeah.
right?
Right.
Would it be cool for the photographer or somebody with a camera to be able to snap a bunch of nice pictures, immediately put them on here, play them in the reception hall, so that by the time everyone gets to the reception hall, the wedding pictures are already up on display?
Yeah.
On the TV, in a slideshow.
Modern technology.
Awesome. Yeah. Instantly, from an SD card slot.
We used to have to wait hours or weeks for that. Sort of service.
Or an hour.
Now
I remember as a photographer having to run out to Walmart, get the 1 hour instant photo, and then run back, and we'd do like photo books and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And people would take them home as favors.
Slide it
and
in.
Stuff like that. Yeah. So capabilities as far as this goes, it is 1080p.
Mm-hmm.
You can downscale to 720p if your TV doesn't support it. It's got multiple different frequencies.
File formats?
Neat.
File formats. Okay, so I mentioned video. It also supports audio and pictures.
Perfect.
Okay, so now I mentioned pictures as well. The formats themselves, I noticed here, Shell, that it's on the box.
Oh.
So, RMVB and RM, so real media.
Yep.
I think that's a dying or dead technology, but hey, it supports it. H.263, H.264, MOV, MP4, M4V, MPEG 1 and 2, VOB files, MPEG 4, XVID, DIVX, Windows Media Video, WMV, 7, VC, 1, MKV, AVI, Telesync, TP, VOB, it's in there twice because it's awesome. PMP, FLV, and then it says, and so on. I happen to know that it...
and so on.
I happen to know that it supports even more modern formats than that, because I've tested and read on the website. Supported audio formats, you know, everything that you would expect, right? Like MP3, WMA, AFE, FLAC, AUG, APE, AAC, AC3, DTS, and so on. It actually says that. It's like, yeah, we kind of support everything here, folks.
Yeah.
And then picture format, it says JPEG, GIF, bitmap, ping.
No TIFF?
And so on.
Oh.
Yeah.
No,
I'm guessing TIFF is in
there. No RAW files?
Is in there. Yeah.
What's going on?
What about BMP?
It's in there. Bitmap.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm going to have to make a file format and see if it shows up in the so on.
That would be kind of cool to try.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool. Okay. So looking at this from a usability standpoint,
I
mentioned weddings, reception halls, in the rec room.
Right, yeah.
Church lobbies, great examples. Can you think of anywhere else that this kind of thing would be? Going to the cottage.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Load up the USB flash drive.
Yep.
Or a USB external hard drive, for that matter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And plug it in. It's USB.
Now, I know a lot of businesses now are starting to get a TV on the wall that has announcements about the business that might be even like it's some sort of a JPEG file or something.
Sure.
You could rotate through on those.
That'd be cool.
You know?
Can you actually?
Wow.
Can you actually do that?
Should we find out?
Sure.
Okay. When we come back, I'm going to plug all this in.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give it a look. We're going to bring it up on your screen. We're going to show you the interface, how it works. I've got my USB flash drive, which, as the host of Category 5 TV, I've always got videos on here. So stick around. We're going to show you how that looks and how it operates in just a couple of moments. Don't go anywhere.
Now here's another great way you can support the shows you love from the Category5.tv network by shopping at GearBest.
That's right, Jeff. Cat5.tv/GearBest. It's an online store for the geek streak in you.
Or the loved ones.
Well, Of course. I mean, especially your loved ones, right? Because cat5.tv/gearbest, quite frankly, has all of the greatest tech gifts that you could ever hope for at rock-bottom prices.
Do they have cell phones?
You betcha. Cat5.tv/gearbest has a wide assortment of unlocked Android cell phones and tablets.
What about consumer electronics? Those make a great gift.
Absolutely. From high-tech watches to action cameras, headphones, even virtual reality headsets. Cat5.tv/gearbest has you covered. They literally have it all, Jeff. Literally.
Really?
It's like a superstore right from the comfort of your own chair at your computer through the interweb.
Yeah. There's no way they have it all.
It's true.
It's just a bunch of random electronics.
Test me.
What about clothes?
Yep. Both men and women, fashionable apparel at rock bottom super duper prices.
Kind of like this?
Well, look at this coat. What do you think? It's a slimming mock leather jacket.
I love it.
It's available for less than $30 plus free shipping at cat5.tv/gearbest.
All right. You kind of got me there.
Wow. Any other questions for me, Jeff?
Now that the winter has passed, flying season, do they have any good deals on, say, drone copters?
Oh, my goodness. Well, check this out. Dude, they have everything. Check out over 500 various drones. And not only that, they're available marked down by about 30 to up to 63% off the regular price.
Love it. What's the website again?
Well, you're going to find GearBest on our partners' pages for any of your favorite Category 5 TV shows like New Every Day, Category 5 Technology TV, The Pixel Shadow. But of course, if you want to shop absolutely right now and you want to go straight to the site, all you have to do is visit cat5.tv/gearbest.
See, that's easy. cat5.tv/gearbest.
That's right. Happy shopping. Welcome back. This is Category 5 Technology TV, and I'm about to plug in the HDMI. I've got the power in here.
Let's do it.
Into our AGP Tech device, and you can get this at cat5.tv/AGP Tech. So now it's already instantly up on my screen.
Boom.
I notice it just came right up.
Wow.
And there's the interface. Let's grab the remote control and let's see, point it at that. There we go. So we've got, from the left, files, music, movie, photo, and settings.
Nice.
So should I just plug in my USB flash drive and see what happens?
I think you should.
I think I should, too. All right.
I feel like all of these are setup questions. Like, what if I said no?
These are all leading questions.
We have to cooperate.
I like you guys to be participating, that's all.
Fair enough.
What do you think, children? This sounds great, Dad.
Yeah.
Let's do that. You know, it's just how we do as parents. Okay, movie. I've got my USB flash drive plugged in. You saw that. Okay, so it shows me already USB
neat.
Device, smart card, and CD-ROM. I guess, what, could you plug in a USB CD-ROM drive, I guess?
Maybe.
I suppose. That must be my disc. SCSI disc. And then these are episodes of Category 5 that have happened. And so let's go to one like 511. Okay, so I see screenshots, videos, MP4 files. And that's really all that you're going to find here. So if I click on, say, Sasha's news, resume playback. Oh, obviously, I've already been playing it at
here
one point.
Here are the stories we're covering this week.
What?
Wow. Look at that.
Nice. Automatic.
Just like that.
So simple.
I love that there. It asked me if I wanted to resume.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in the middle of a movie and you've stopped it and then come back to it and had to try to find your spot?
But it even with one of these? Like, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Where did it know that from?
It knew that because I actually, truth be told, I have another one of these devices.
Okay.
And I've tried it just to be sure that this was going to work.
Mm-hmm.
But it works smashingly well. Yeah. Oh, who are those charming fellows?
Wow. Those are good-looking dudes right there.
Okay. So, back. I push back on the remote. Let's go right back. I want to go to, you know what? Instead of being in movie mode, let's just go to files. So I can just click on anything that I want and see how it interacts with it. Let's go back to that same episode. And then I'll go in here. Okay, so I've got screenshots. This is what I wanted to see. So these are just screen grabs from the episode. So if I push OK on that,
mm-hmm.
there you go. It's just pictures from the show, right? But boom! Boom, look at that.
Transitions.
It actually has...
It even does
transitions. Things. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, so it uses different transitions.
Sweet.
Nice.
Good times.
Yeah, nice randomizing.
And that was as simple as... So I've got my USB flash drive with some JPEG files, and I've simply clicked on one.
Nice.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, it just randomizes the transitions.
So even further takes us to, hey, this would be perfect as a slideshow device of some sort, right? It just keeps going. Cool. Okay, wow. So now if we go back and go back one more, and then I've got all these videos.
Now, if there's different videos, like short, say, 5-second clips, will it transition between each one?
It may.
Or when it ends?
I would expect that video, it wouldn't do the transitions.
Okay.
It would just go from one video to the next.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
But also, you can set it to loop. So it's perfect for, like, a lobby display or something like that.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
And you can set it for autoplay.
Oh, settings, yeah.
Should we take a look at that?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I'm loving this thing.
Yeah. Let's go back here. I'm going to push the settings button on my remote control here. So we've got language. Just in case English is not your first language, hey, look at this.
Whoa.
Nice.
Huh.
Okay, back. Screensaver. I guess
after 2 minutes, right?
That's cool. I'll turn mine off. Video output mode. Oh, I just spotted that we're in 720p mode right now. So what would happen if I change to 1080p? So I'm going to go down to HDMI 1080p 60 hertz because I'm here in Canada. Boom. There we go. You can see immediately a slight resolution increase, eh? It's just a little bit clearer. Audio output mode. We've got the optical outputs or just normal over the HDMI. Or through AV. Autoplay. What do you want to autoplay when you plug in your stick? Movies, music, or photos?
That is so neat.
I'm going to say movies because I know I've got videos on here.
Right.
But you could say just, hey, autoplay all my music when I plug in my drive. Autoplay all my photos. Perfect for slideshows or lobbies. Autoplay DVD. Again, I guess the optical is going to be a USB device. Auto detect HDMI. That's awesome. And we've got restore factory default. So let's go back. And now I'm going to just simply unplug my drive.
Right.
I'm going to plug it back in. I'm going to just switch screens so that you can see it, but I'm going to go 3, 2, 1, plug. And it's in. Let's see what happens, because I've set that setting.
Does it autoplay? Oh.
There we go.
Oh, look at that.
Nice. Nature Sounds of Ontario, Canada. I just happen to have that on there.
Wow.
You can also get it through our website, category5.tv, if you're into that kind of thing. So,
Nature Sounds.
Now I'm going to unplug it. And it just goes right back
to
the
menu. You
killed
nature.
Oh. How cool is that?
Killing nature?
No. Being able to plug in my USB flash drive. So you load it up with anything, pictures, videos, audio, plug it in, it auto-plays, you're good to go. Plus, it's got the controls on the controller, and it has buttons on the top. If you lose your controller or it's not handy or your batteries are dead or whatever, that's fine. You're still able to operate it.